Where you from? What part?
I'm from Jackson Park, U City. Here we go. All right, tonight, you know what I'm saying? What time is it right now? It's about 8:45. We live from Jennings, Missouri. This is the only time you're going to catch a real U City player in Jennings, Missouri. So here we are, and we with the cold, world-famous motherfucking DJ Reminisce, and I just wanted to say that. That's why I'm with, and that's why I'm in Jennings. You got to have some fucking credibility to get me to your neighborhood if I really don't fuck with that neighborhood. But Reminisce is representing hard.
Here we go.
Shout out to Kelly Thames.
And it's the Indy Hour Happy Hour podcast. And tonight, we have a special guest. Do you want to introduce yourself or you want me to do that? I'm geeked.
You can do it.
All right, we have LaPortia Renee, who was on American Idol, but you got your record deal popping. You're here in the Motown capacity.
Yes, yes, I am.
So you're actually on tour, on a promotional tour.
I am.
To support Good Woman.
Yes.
Who is that song about, Mama?
That song is about all the good women, all the good women in the world.
No, you're talking to somebody on
no,
that.
No, I'm talking about, you know, because I ain't got three kids, but I know somebody who do.
Okay.
And got a man that's not appreciating her and taking her for granted and all of that. So it's just that woman's anthem. So I wanted to give my fans that moment.
It definitely gives you goosebumps and you feel like you just want to ride for the Black Girl Magic. And y'all came in here just Black Girl Magic'd out. You got your sister Sabrina and y'all from Mississippi.
Yeah, we from the SIP.
Hey, man, shout out to Mississippi.
Yes.
My mama from Mississippi.
All right.
Mississippi blood running through me. So
right.
Welcome to St. Louis. Is your first time here?
It is.
So you all did not do like an American Idol tour.
No, we did. Not this time.
Why? Because they disbanded the show or?
I have no idea.
Okay. Were you looking? Didn't y'all supposed to get paid from that?
We were.
Okay. That's a check that did not come. American Idol. Okay. But you do have an album dropping.
I do.
Tell me about the album.
So the album is very versatile. There's something on there for everybody. It's not, you know, like a mad Black woman album. It's not, you know, a relationship diss album. It's just about different stages of love. And you got some really deep sentimental songs on there. And then you have some uptown funk, you know,
okay,
old school songs on there. You hear a lot of my influences on there. So you'll hear like Tina Turner, Michael Jackson, Whitney, and some of the stuff. You'll hear... a little of Beyonce, I've been told, you'll hear on there.
Yeah, you got that growl that she does. And it's already.
Right.
And we love that.
Yeah.
What the first thing you said when you said that?
I love the title.
You love the title.
That ain't, he's like, I'm fucking with
you. I was fucking with the title. I started reading the bio, and I got a little upset because it sounded like Angry Black Woman. But then, when she talked about, may I just... because you said it.
Yeah, I mean, like,
embracing her insecurities and using that as fuel, that's some real shit.
Right.
Like, I've always had bullshit false bravado, and I guess I was just embracing my insecurities and using that to be who I was.
But Sabrina's face is right. She's like, tell us more.
I mean, I'm serious. So I mean, I could feel it. Like, at first, I was like, hold on, since you're going too hard on me.
Right.
And if you heard this podcast, I'm the resident sellout, but I ain't tripping.
You just don't know.
But I do respect sisters, and I do do business with them and put them on a pedestal in my life. That's why he's full of shit. I have a high standard, and I appreciate the single mom because that's who I was raised by.
Oh, okay.
And I just learned something personal in my life that I'll share today, that my grandfather told me his personal story about his father not being there at all. And it's kind of weird, and I don't really want to say, but he got like one gift and it was very, very whack or whatever.
You can say, because I do love that though, even though it was whack. I was like, I wanted it.
So my grandfather told me, like, his daddy never gave him shit but like a bag of peanuts with some jelly beans in it. And for some of the young people, y'all don't realize that shit fire.
Like,
I was trying to explain to my son
that
Flamin' Hot Cheetos ain't shit. It still tastes good today. Like, and they used to be hot, like from Woolworths and shit. So it was warm peanuts. Y'all know what I'm talking. If you old enough, you know, reminisce, he was shaking his head. So anyway, but the story was about how his father wasn't there and how his mother had this work ethic and how he worked three jobs or two and a half jobs. He basically said those two things for 13 years to put a down payment on the house for my father and his other, my aunts and uncles. And then, you know, I just realized my work ethic ain't shit. So I called my 23-year-old son and told him he wasn't shit either. We gotta do better because the genes we come from. So
I can't stand
it. I'm serious.
This is all day, though.
My mother was like
that.
And to read your bio, I was reading through it. And, you know, I'm really trying to grab some fuel so I can fuck with you today.
Right.
But as I'm reading this shit so solid, But it's kind of a little angry to me. Then you went to the part about the single mom and the embracing the insecurities, and it just wore me over.
Right.
And I just want people to know, you and your sister, hi, what y'all want to do? You know what I'm saying? I don't know who. Well, I'm from UCD, so y'all choose. You know what I'm saying? That's how we do. Y'all choose. That's what we do. Y'all choose.
Y'all think he's crazy. He is.
They know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you know.
So
yeah,
how many crazy people do you come across? Huh? How many crazy people do you come across?
A lot. I'm used to it.
Are you?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm pretty used to it. I'm a little cray-cray.
What's been the best thing about being on national television?
The best thing about it was the fact that I was given such a huge platform to reach so many people. And starting off, it wasn't about that because I had no confidence. I felt really low. I had gotten out of a really, really bad relationship. So I was just like, you know, well, it was a job to me. I was like, I'm going and I'm doing what I got to do for my daughter and provide for my family. This is all I know how to do.
How old is your daughter?
She's 2.
Oh, I love
Amy. I love she's a mini-me. So, you know, what fans didn't realize and understand was the same thing that they say I was doing for them, they were actually doing for me as far as, like, giving me confidence and making me feel good about myself. They said I did those things for them because I came off like a confident, big-haired diva.
Right, right.
I wasn't, you know, I wasn't in that place, but I just put on this face and went out there and did what I did. And I got so much feedback. And when I opened up about my story a little bit, I got a lot of messages from men, women, children alike mm-hmm. that were going through the same things. And one woman even said I gave her the courage to go ahead and try and leave and take her kids and leave out of the situation. So I then realized that it wasn't about the competition. You know, it wasn't about the singing. It was about the aspiration and inspiration that I was giving off to my fans. And so I really took that to heart. And I just forgot about competing. I just wanted to, my job became to reach the soul of somebody every week.
That's so dope that you had that opportunity to do that.
Right.
Especially everything. So where did you audition and how did you?
So my first audition was in Providence, Rhode Island. It was a 28-hour drive.
I was just about to ask you. You drove from Mississippi.
I did.
It wasn't a closer.
Nah. I mean, it was. They were coming to Oxnard, Mississippi later on.
Dang.
But I was like, if you turn me down this time, I'm gonna have to follow you to the next city. So I wanted to start off from the first city, and surprisingly, I got a yes. And a yes after that. So
wow, okay. Yeah. So I mean, so because it was the last season,
was it?
Did that make you feel away? Like, dang, did you know going in? Did y'all know it was the last season?
I did because Ryan. I was watching when Ryan announced it. I was like, say what? So, so I went on there, but I had auditioned before when I was 16. And I got a standing ovation from the whole stadium. I auditioned in New Orleans and I sang Celine Dion and I got a standing ovation and I did not get through. And they were like, you young, you could come back the next year.
Don't you think that they have like something they're looking for already?
They do. Yeah. You know, it's more political than we like to think. But like, you know, I just took it as, okay, well, you know, they don't want me or I wasn't good enough. I was through with Idol at that time.
I
held a little grudge. But
how old were you?
I was 16.
Yeah, because that messed with your self-esteem a little. You'd be like,
it did. I was like, I know what I got now. No, okay. But, you know, what it was, you know, it's all about timing and it's all about, I hadn't even gone through the things that I went through right before this time of Idol. So I took it as, you know, when this time came around, I realized that it just wasn't my time.
Exactly.
And God was telling me I didn't have enough to sing about yet. So, you know, he allowed me to go through the things that I did. And I came to Idol with a testimony and a story. And it reached a lot of people. And it just helped. It was just right, you know.
Right.
So our timing's not his timing. So
got you. Well, that's dope, LaPortia Renee, man. You make sure you pick up the album already. already.
Yeah.
How do you say it?
I say already, already.
Okay. You know, I want to put just some attitude behind it. March 31st. First single, Good Woman.
Right.
You just observing the Black Girl Magic right now. You see the Topher, Jackson Park. You see the Topher.
I'm not going to say much because, you know, I want a guest on her and then you're going to come with all this positive shit. This is fucking my game. I was planning on shitting on her, just having some fun, but this is an amazing story and I'm I'm looking at you like you should have had confidence the whole time. You got pretty eyes. You got you glowing over here. If you can sing, if I can sing, I'll take this shit on the road too. Like, I'm serious business. Like, I mean, I know people go through things. I have a lot of platonic friends, a lot of gorgeous female friends.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because it helps me in business. Like, they help you out. But no, serious business. I know that beautiful women have insecurities. I know that successful women have insecurities. Everybody does. So I'm not judging. I'm just saying, like, you know, it is what it is. And I'm really not feeling the vibe. This is way too positive for me. No, but what? I'm for real. Like,
she like this. Much for my soul right now.
Real talk.
Like, okay. I mean, I'm not that's really hot, a negative person.
I didn't think you were. I didn't think you were either.
He's just ridiculous. He wants to bust out his ridiculousness.
Can I touch your hair is what I've been sitting here wondering.
You know you can't touch a black woman's hair.
Okay, well, I'm not going to touch it then. I'm wondering what you like. Real?
This ain't no freak show. Are you baby sister?
She is.
Baby sister. That's the pit bull of the family. Always.
She is.
The okay. The baby. I get it.
Pit bull my ass, I bite back. You and your sister got me. Y'all just, I'm sorry. But it's fun. But you know, you got to think about it. Like, in certain situations, like, not me. But, like, okay, like, one step above me, and that would be, like, in St. Louis, that would be, like, Marshall Faulk, Nelly, or the
this
owner of
the guy. Club.
Like, they got to be able to touch your heart. That's part of your shit. Like, that's part of the show. Like,
nah.
Oh, okay. Well, then, you I don't like, nah, I got my fuel. I don't like you.
I ain't even let Idol touch
who's
my hair.
Idol?
They didn't style you at all.
No.
But didn't they normally style people? Did they try to?
Yeah.
And what'd you say? Ooh, how did that conversation go?
I was like, where my mama at? She the only one touch my hair. It took me a long time. You know, and the thing is, if I was with some Atlanta stylists, you know, I would have been more comfortable because they really know how to do natural hair. And now these, I'm sure the Idol has some really professional, his name is Dean and I love him. And he made the other girls look like beauty queens. I'm like, yeah, but still, I don't know what you're going
to
do with, you know, natural hair. So,
nah,
I was in charge of my own hair. And it, you know, I had 2 hours for makeup instead of 1 hour for makeup, 1 hour for hair.
So you had to do your hair the entire run of Idol?
I did. And the
she ain't gotta do shit.
You know how much
fuck that shit up.
Why do you think my hair looks like this today? Because I don't feel like doing it.
Right. It's a lot of hard work. It looks easy, but it's not.
Bullshit.
You know, and I had my mama there to help
me. I ain't
me.
Combed my hair today
either.
I
did. She helped you.
Right.
Were you there too?
No.
Oh, okay.
I didn't comb my hair today either. I'm fucking y'all both.
Don't pay him any attention.
I haven't combed my hair in a long time.
So. Man, you tell me everything.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I want to know other things. Like, if you was, do you, so this show is like sexist and not sexist. Like, I say a lot of bad stuff. So, if, I'm not asking you questions, like, I'm discriminating.
Okay. Because
if you was a dude, there's certain stuff I want to ask you. All
right.
Is that okay?
All right.
Do you have a mate?
No.
You single?
I am.
Are you enjoying being single?
I am.
So, like, are you, like, out there, or you like real private about your stuff? You don't mess around, or you like you go get her. What's up with that?
I'm in the house by 6 every day.
6 p.m.
Oh, I like to get every day.
You know what
day.
Too Short said about that though. To the house 6:22. Like, baby, I love you. You a sucker, huh? No, I'm saying like when you on. So if a dude get on Idol, his rating go up.
His stock goes
right.
up.
You know what I'm saying?
Women don't like groupies. You don't
I mean, first of all, I'm a Leo, so I like to have my own. I'm not really turned on by a man flashing money or gifts or anything. In fact, I'm more turned off.
I mean, just like the abundance of men wanting.
I don't know.
Because I'm a Leo, and the abundance of women, it feels to me.
But Leo men and Leo women are different.
Right. I like a lot of Leo women too. Got a couple.
Like attention, though. Leo women like attention. Y'all want to be
all of. See, there's different kinds of Leo women.
Are you a July Leo?
I'm a July Leo.
You're not no real Leo.
I am.
No, you're not.
No, I am.
No, you're not. You from July? Like you're not one of us. Like
I'm July 28th.
You city person.
I'm July 28th.
Indian, you ain't it.
Look, okay, all you got to do is ask my family and my Leo, okay? I'll debate you to the core. I got a loud mouth. I'm not afraid to show my opinion.
Leo, I know I like
you. You know, I'm real dominant. Like, you know, I... What?
Say
I'm real dominant. I am real dominant.
It's a whole lot of black girl magic in tonight. Some cold sisters
in here.
I'm just
saying, I'm a little bit more masculine than feminine, and I own it. You know, I mean.
So let me ask you that. I'm back to my question. Why you sing?
Because I want to be.
Crazy. Busy. Every good looking woman that got it going on don't got a man. Cray, cray.
What?
You said it earlier. How you make this up? Why reminisce laughing so hard? You don't need one.
Okay, then
you're not interested in that part of your I ain't interested in nobody right now. I'm only interested in my career right now.
That's what I'm interested in. I got a 2-year-old daughter, and you know nowadays ain't the same. So I gotta be extra careful because if somebody cross me, then America gonna see a side they don't want to see.
Ooh,
America.
No,
so
is like
that extra pressure on you because you were on American Idol. Do you feel like I better not say? Are you under contract? And you can't say certain stuff.
No.
Oh, okay. Because that was just one. Like obviously, Colin Kaepernick. Let's talk a little bit about the politics, all right. The political things that you're not familiar with what's going on. Donald Trump decided to discuss Colin Kaepernick at a rally. In Kentucky. I thought he was in Iowa.
He was the one that kneeled down for the national anthem.
And he apparently is a free agent right now, and no team will sign him. I mean, he's not like super washed up. It's not like he can't play anymore. But he took this time. This is the
He president. Better than Tony Romo.
Okay.
He better than Tony Romo and the Dallas Cowgirls. Shout out to the Dallas Cowboys rolling with Ezekiel Elliott. I forgot I like them now. My fault,
yeah,
Zeke.
See, you just shit on him. So,
fuck
no,
Tony Romo.
He took an opportunity. He's the president of the United States, and he took an opportunity to basically say, Colin Kaepernick, you know, the news is saying that, you know, the team owners don't want to sign him because they don't want to get nasty, angry tweets from me. Like, he, like, totally crushed his man's complete. Like, he just crushed his career.
Not exactly. He actually might have helped. And let me explain something to you about the two things. It's not about being a renegade team. What it's about is now that he said that, there's a fraternity in the NFL. So as we sit at home and watch the NFL and want, like if you hate the Patriots, you from St. Louis. Although I love the Patriots, Tom Brady, he got a model wife. He keeps winning. Y'all some haters. If you hate the Patriots, you from St. Louis, they want Tom Brady to get hurt and come out the game. The NFL players playing against him don't want him to get hurt or injured. They want him to get banged up, come out the game for the moment of the game. But as soon as the clock ends, they want him to be 100% healthy and keep making his money. They are a fraternity about them having their career. You see what I'm saying? This is his livelihood. So other black players now should rally around the fact that this guy, and they will, I believe, rally around the fact that you messing with his money. Y'all don't understand there is a fraternity in the NFL. They gonna want him to eat just because people don't want him to eat. They live and think like that.
But
so
if they felt like that, why
wouldn't
more of them kneeling?
Well, it's about them eating. Think about that. I ain't gonna deal with you. I'm eating.
But if it's about them
so
eating,
he not gonna
then,
hold them to
they,
the standard of eating. Like I'm eating, so don't
they,
tell me
why
how
would
to
they,
eat.
Why would they rally around him though? It's the same thing. Like it's still about them.
Lots of people rallied around him in the NFL
but
and outside of sports.
High profile.
Right.
No, shit. Mia Hamm rallied around. Motherfuckers kneel. People grabbed arms. Seattle Seahawks grabbed arms. They are a united team. That's how they won the Super Bowl. So when one person said, "I want to kneel," some person said, "I don't feel like that." So the white guy on the team, like, "I don't feel like I should kneel. I got this to answer to." They're like, "Okay, so we're going to do something in solidarity together to support him and what matters in the black community." So they held hands. It's all about how you protest it. I believe that the sports world is going to rally around Colin Kaepernick, especially because Trump outed him. And on my second point, Trump a hoe. I dare him to come at me on Twitter, anywhere. I will fucking shut him down. I got so many people behind me in different parts of the world that are not African American, and he'll be surprised at the barrage of ethnic, I guess, variety that will come at him for me. Fuck him. He a hoe. So, I'm going to tell you how he a hoe. Hold on now. You the president of the United States. You in fucking Kentucky, and you got to shit on him for props? You the president. You don't need nothing for this crowd to like you. If they came to the rally, they like you. So that's like me going to a rally for me or for this podcast and be like, "Oh, yeah, by the way, did you see the country motherfucker that, you know, woo-woo, this happened?" Like, I don't need to hype my crowd up with somebody else's stuff. He's an insecure little hoe.
He is.
He need to get some of this black girl magic in here and go on American Idol with his hoe ass.
Okay.
That's all. I've been waiting to say that all week. I can't believe he did that.
I can, and I don't agree that NFL players will stand behind him because I just don't.
I don't think they will either.
It's not. Okay, y'all.
So, I tell you who's not standing.
The black sports world gonna stand behind.
Snoop Dogg got into it with 45. This week too. Snoop Dogg was seen in a video. Was that even his video?
Yes, it was the terriblest, most. I love you. I met a lot of celebrities in my life. You are a real man. You treat people with respect. You something special in the game. One of the coldest cats in the game. That was one of the wackest videos I ever seen.
It was. I didn't even the watch song the video. Was all I saw I was the video. But I didn't think it was his. I thought it was somebody else's, like featuring him. Wasn't Kate Trinata on there? No, Kate Trinata not on there. Who's on there? It's called Lavender. That's the name of. So anyway, obviously he's seen pointing a gun. Did he actually shoot? I don't even think I watched it.
Yeah, it was like the Batman shit where the bang come out the gun. It's
really?
Like,
it wasn't even like a fake bullet?
It wasn't no real Snoop Dogg shit. And like some other people said, like, Snoop, I beat murder. I did Murder Was a Case and beat murder and did Murder Was a Case on like the MTV Music Awards or some.
Yeah.
Or something like.
So it was like a bang gunshot. So, all right. So Steve Harvey.
Yes. I hate him.
Well, obviously, T.I. and Bow Wow spoke out against. Oh, well, then you never said anything about Steve Harvey. This one did. Let's be clear. LaPortia Renee never said anything negative about
Steve Harvey.
Steve Harvey,
you flip-floppy. You hated rap music. Now you like it.
Hold on. So all of the. Steve Harvey says, quote, "The problem with all of this is that there is an office in this country called the president, and you have to respect the office. You really do. Whether you want to or not, you have to respect the office. They got laws. I love Snoop. Bow Wow, always respectful and cordial with one another. Me and T.I., I don't have no problem with T.I. I love the dude. I'm just saying, brothers, be smart. You got to be smart, man."
You a suck ass nigga. They disrespected Obama at every level. This main orange punk motherfucker. This from the Black Republican. This punk orange motherfucker disrespected Obama with the birth certificate thing. He disrespected him with the wiretapping thing. And you saying we got to respect him? That's disrespectful to the black president. That's disrespectful to that office. And shout out to the first black president, Bill Clinton.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Bill Clinton was the first black president. I know he gave Reminisce some college money. Swear you didn't have no money back in that year.
I mean,
I know I did.
Bow Wow did go a little hard because didn't he say something like he would pimp out Melania? He was tripping. He would put on a straw.
Yeah. Oh, that's worse than. That's the oldest. That's the oldest profession in the world, but that's worse than Trump shitting on a Gold Star family or talking about handicapped people or.
He talked about handicapped people?
During the campaign.
Handicapped reporters.
Or is that worse than that? The true evidence that Trump and his daddy discriminated against African Americans in the housing scandal.
Yeah,
that was the worst, though. Like, you finna have him, they gonna come see you.
Who gonna come see him?
The Secret Service will come see you.
About what?
I have a homeboy account from college. They talked about George Bush on, this is on MySpace back in the day.
Hell no. They came in to see him?
Somebody
showed up. That ain't that tough. Secret Service came at me, got passed a counterfeit bill on the casino one time.
That was not Secret Service.
You a damn
lie. That was Missouri Gaming.
That's motherfucking federal officer.
From Missouri Gaming.
It was not Missouri Gaming. The Missouri Gaming officer was behind him. This is federal treasury agent. The nigga who had been to the Secret Service.
Now they also protected the Pope when he was here.
This is
dignitaries, like officials.
No, I'm saying. Listen, what I'm saying. A federal treasury officer, the same thing as
really?
A Secret Service officer coming to your house. He a federal treasury officer.
That's not Secret Service.
It's the same. Secret Service don't got no credentials. He only can stop you from doing something. They send out a.
Them Secret Service men be fine as hell.
They do.
Every week you show.
They do.
You lose. Every week.
I ain't even gonna lie. I ain't even gonna lie. You be like, damn. You look like you could like kill somebody with like two moves.
Yeah.
But I'm real picky about my daughter and this 2-year-old.
Secret Service holler.
As long as you know karate, don't have no felonies, and the government will hire you. Call my number. Put your number out here like Mike Jones one time. 305-304.
It would be kind of awesome if you did that. If you had like a Google Voice number, you just gave it out, and then you just like make fun of people on Instagram Live. You could play all the messages back on Instagram
Live.
Google
Voice number. I don't even remember though.
I don't either. I didn't keep up with it, but yeah, that's one thing you could do.
So let, we going hard. This is what we do on our show.
Messages on Instagram Live today, girl.
We do this on our show. We go too hard sometimes. So let's backtrack a little bit.
Okay.
I would like, if it's possible and not too out there, can you give us your thoughts on Colin Kaepernick and or Snoop Dogg and the whole video?
So I ain't watched the video, so I can't speak on that. Snoop Dogg is actually, he comes to Macomb a lot. I think his grandmother lives in Macomb. So I seen him one time. I was too shy to walk up to him, so I ain't say nothing. But, hey, Snoop. Colin, I actually respect him, and I agree with what he did. And the whole point, I think, about what he did was not only to, you know, give a bigger voice, because we, not many of us have a big platform. Like, you know, I was a regular girl from Macomb. I would have never had a platform had it not been for Idol. Once I got that platform, I wasn't about to just, you know, use it to sing. I mean, there's some real stuff going on. And right. So we got to give a voice to that. And that's what he did. I looked more, it's all about educating yourself too, because I didn't really see the big deal, you know, with the Star Spangled Banner until I researched the actual verse, you know, the racist verse in there that they conveniently took out, but still, you know, sing the song. And so I was like, well, I could never sing this song with pride again, because that, you know, it's down. I mean, it's about acknowledging what's going on. It's about educating yourself, and once you know better, do better. I have sang the national anthem before with a lot of pride.
You got to, right?
Right. But after I found that out, I told my team, I was like, don't come at me with that, because I'm not going
to
do it. So
if they asked you to do it at the Super Bowl.
No, they didn't already ask me a bunch of times. You know, this team wants you to sing it, this team wants you. I'm like, I'm not singing that song.
That's nice.
I'll sing the Black National Anthem. Okay.
So what did you think about Chrisette Michelle when she decided to sing at the inauguration?
I mean, it's I'll say this, it's to each his own, but we ain't never gonna really, you know, impact we're never gonna have a real impact and make a real change unless we mend together and stick together. We can't be all separate, because, you know, that's what they'll do. If one person take a stand, be like, I'm not doing this, and they'll just go to the
Steve Harvey's.
But you going on Steve Harvey. Shout out to Chrisette Michelle, cash that big ass check. This girl don't know what she's talking about.
Money.
Yeah, you don't know what the money was.
I don't think it was that much money.
If it was $25,000, it was more than what I got this last.
It's all weeks. Look, the other thing is, you know, people have to come to terms on their own. You know, we can't be forceful and be like, you know, you shouldn't do this and shouldn't do that. Because a lot of people still don't have a real understanding of what's going on, or they don't. Some of the things that y'all talking about now, you know, I didn't know. Right. Some of it I did, some of it I didn't. But some people are just, you know, out of touch. And it's very easy. Chrisette is a performer artist. It's very easy for her to get out of touch. It was very easy for me to get out of touch. Right. When I came out of Idol, they asked me about some Mississippi law that had been passed. I didn't even know. That's my state. I didn't even know what the law was. It was like an anti-gay bill or something like that. And I was caught off guard, because I'm like, well, I've been in the bubble of Idol, so I don't know what's going on. Right. So it's easy to lose touch.
Well, let me ask you this, since you said that. Have you compromised your integrity in any way on your journey?
No. And it's cost me some fans. But at the end of the day, you know, I don't want to leave. I don't want to leave this earth being like, you know, she was so sweet, or she was so nice, or she was. I really don't care. At the end of the day, I want to leave being described as she was so real, she was so honest, she was so truthful. And I don't want to wake up one day and be like, wow, I didn't live my life for all these people, and I should have said this, and I wanted to say this, but didn't. And I'm not gonna let people on this earth control, you know, what I say, what I do. At the end of it's my life. I have to answer for my own life. You know what I'm saying? I have to live my own life. So I try to be as truthful and as honest and as transparent as I could.
That's deep, because, I mean, that's real deep, because, and I get that vibe from you, and I think that I've had a strong voice in my life and on this particular show, but I would definitely compromise my integrity for money. Like, I think... Like, serious business. Like, I'm not going to front. And can't nobody tell me shit because you didn't listen to the first podcast. But you know, I work on the whooping rule. So if you can't whoop me, I don't listen to your rules. That's what I do. So you can't tell me shit. So, but my whole point is this, though. I feel like a black man opened up a liquor store is compromising your integrity for money because of the damage it's done in our community. But I would open up a liquor store tomorrow because that's shit. Where the money at. Would you own a liquor store?
No. I would.
Okay. So, do you have any siblings?
I do.
Brothers?
I do.
Well, how many?
Three.
Three brothers. Out of you got three brothers from Mississippi. I know two of them went to college. Because in Mississippi, you got to keep saying Mississippi too, because don't nobody know where Macomb is. It's not UCD. Macomb. It's not UCD.
It's the SIP.
The SIP.
Shout out to Big Crit.
Tell me something. Shout out
what?
To the SIP.
Yeah.
I like Crit
too. So what's your favorite breakfast? I had some bacon with the rind on it the other day. This shit was so fire.
Dope. You gonna go to what's up,
friend? No, they don't.
Did they all go to college?
Two of them went to college. All three of them went to the military.
Oh, they good dudes. I'm sorry. I was gonna see, like, if your brother was a messed up dude. No, I'm saying, like, what'd you say? Compromise your take. If your brother was a messed up dude, would you still feed him stuff in your success? Would you still keep helping him until thinking he'd get better, but he's still messed up like me? Like, dating a bunch of women, might take some of your money.
Okay,
and buy a bunch
I don't understand
of pounds
the question.
Weed.
Like, would I feed his habit or would
not
I
habit,
help?
Like, let's just say, like, you was helping your brother out and then, you know, he got it halfway together but didn't, and then you gave him, like, you know, as your career booms, like, you give him a little chunk of change. You know, it ain't nothing you bought him like that. Then you find out he bought 10 pounds of weed or something.
Nah, I ain't that quick to give out money, and especially to my family. Like, I don't really mix money with family because I need my family to be my family. I don't need them to, you know.
You sure right. You going to make something out of yourself. You don't give no bucks no money because I ain't give nobody shit. Go ahead, girl.
I'm blessed enough. You know, my family don't really ask. You know, at the end of the day, they you know.
Everybody sounds respectful. Like they're self-sufficient.
Right.
If they all went to the military.
Why you ain't go to the military?
She actually did.
You could tell.
So you did. So you're the only one
who didn't go to the military.
I'm the black sheep. Yeah, I didn't go. I wasn't going. I didn't even want to go to college, and I didn't.
Okay,
I was like,
so how long you been singing?
I've been singing since I was six.
Okay, you sang in the church?
I did.
Okay. You sing too?
She does.
Yeah. Tell me.
Here's something right. No, she bullshit. Rap. She don't rap. Well, they bust her. Hold on.
I know y'all.
I'm from Missouri.
Wait,
show me.
Wait.
This is what I know. Rap don't mean freestyle.
No, this is what I know.
Then ask her to freestyle.
This is what I know.
Drop something you know.
Something y'all can do together.
We do.
Come on, give it to
us. No, fuck it. Just drop 16.
No. I want to hear what they do together.
Yo, how does 16 right now?
Give me life tonight.
You want to do it every day? You want to do it every day?
Come on. Look at it. Already.
And that's all right. I don't have a gut. You ain't. It's only us.
Thank you.
But y'all
thank
got something y'all do together. She already said it is. Come on.
Let's Stacey, do the professional part. Tell her who that is and who that is right now. So they reiterate to the people.
They know.
Just reiterate. Wait, we introducing her right now. She finna do her thing. We got the runner from season 15 American Idol here, LaPortia, and her sister Sabrina.
There you go.
Sabrina about to drop this motherfucker.
Come on,
right now.
She
got a high 16.
Song. Let's go.
And you know how we are. We don't keep it.
No, she's not doing a high 16. They're singing a gospel song together.
Oh, no. That shit too positive.
Well, you got it. What?
Look, we going to sing every day.
I hope my voice right. I just woke up.
And you were eating salt vinegar. And you ain't set them out.
That help.
I love salt vinegar potato chips. Yeah. All
right. I'm starting. Okay. Every day, Lord, I will give my all to you. You. Right now I pray, Lord, you will hear my prayer and grant me everlasting peace.
Y'all hear that vibrato?
Peace. Sweet peace.
everlasting peace, peace, sweet, sweet peace, everlasting peace.
Y'all cold out here. Tell me. And she over here talking about something. She just helped us out. Both of y'all got beautiful tone and everything. Thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Yeah,
that
was we grew up singing together.
That's why I'm like, y'all got something y'all do together.
Mama getting on our nerves, girl. Let's sing, girl. Right, we've been cussing and raising all hell, and they talking about peace.
My first instinct was to say something sexual, but I realized it's a gospel song, so I just been falling back, thinking it's like, so "Damn, stupid. What key wine when I need them, so we can so make stupid. This work for these two girls." I need some backup over here. That's all good. Y'all did a great job. Y'all cold.
Thank you.
You cold. Your sister cold. I can tell y'all walk in like that. She got the pistol. You right here. I get it. Your man's got the Penny Hardaway's on like he thorough. I do not know him. That's okay. I told y'all from U City, man. Already. You know what I'm talking about?
Already.
My album. I'm putting me an album out. It ain't gonna be shit though. It ain't like yours. I'm saying like not put me a whole album out, just make me a picture on put it on Instagram.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
He just discovered selfies, so now he's been posting selfies on his Instagram.
Yo, listen, son. Yo, if you a grown ass man,
I got a comment like I see you, dog. Yeah.
If you an old ass nigga like me and you post a selfie, you soft. But like, I'm trying to promote certain things and do certain things. So I had put a selfie up last week, and the motherfucker got a bunch of hits, a couple phone calls, the DM popping. I'm like, really? Yo, old nigga still got it. You know, like Mike Tyson and
What are you promoting that you're taking selfies?
Exactly. So I do work, and I don't like to talk about it here because I'm real ignorant. But I was promoting my work on my work thing, and I.
It wasn't like a mirror, a topless selfie. It's like at work.
I had one of the promotional things behind me, and I'm like, yo, I'm in front of the so and so. So
it was masculine.
Everything I do is masculine. First of all, let me slow up. Your boy. I embraced. I was metrosexual for many years. I had more manicures than everybody in this room. That ain't the point. The point is, I don't ever play myself like that on no picture, but I had put my personal self in a picture. That's a selfie, I guess, right?
Yeah.
That's what they call it. It wasn't no selfie to me. But I was promoting that, and then I got some lights. So when I went back to the other part of this convention center where I was promoting something else, it's the same, you know, two different divisions of the company I work with. I took another one. Got a couple phone calls. Your boy popping out here. You know what I'm saying? I don't know it. And then she talking about slow down on the selfie song. But soon as she said that, I got me another straight DM. So I'm with it. So I remember about 6 months ago, I had put like my tie, my socks, and all that, like workflow.
It's hilarious.
Like they be doing the workflow. I don't even know what it is. I had to look three times, make sure I hashtagged it right. I got all hit. So I ran a little 7K. The other day.
And you took a selfie there.
And I took a picture in the car of the 7K because it was 7 something in the morning. Then I went to work that same day and I was G'd up.
But it was a selfie?
Yeah, it was a selfie.
You Snapchat.
Slow down. Slow down. He can't make me feel bad. He don't know what he's doing. I got 100 likes, boy. I ain't never got 100 likes. I done put the pictures of me and platinum recording all this up there. Nobody like it that many times. The selfie game popping. I'm taking one tomorrow. Why you talking shit? The selfie game off the... I ain't going to even do her like that. Like, I'm not going to feed off your shine. I'm going to just work on my little shine. My little 7.375 shine. You know what I'm saying? I'm winning out here. You hear me reminisce? Your boy got 100 likes. A couple people I ain't heard from in months. Hey, you know the best? You know the best reply on your Instagram? If you don't know, hey stranger.
Oh my god!
It's up with the hey stranger. I immediately call. Hey Stacy on the air like a motherfucker. I call her right then. Think what you doing? I got me a stranger. What the fuck is you talking about? Hold on. And then she goes straight to all this shit. She ain't working like a motherfucker.
I gotta deal with this all day. This is an all day thing.
It's ridiculous. I told you I had to use my insecurities to keep going through my shit.
Right.
You feel me?
Right.
Yeah, I know I'm a 7-something, but I'm working like I'm an 8.9. Yeah. Can't tell me shit. Anything polo, baby.
Oh my God. Okay.
You thought this was.
Are we
it's
talking
my
about
skin too? You want to see the socks? The socks are killer. They don't never match.
Okay.
I hate it when they match. I used to match my socks all the time, like Ricky Schroeder. But I realized if my money was
like Ricky Schroeder.
She don't know what that is. She's too young.
Yeah. She's like, who the hell?
Ricky Schroeder, Trump's son. Yeah, Trump's son.
I know who he was talking about because we're of a certain age. But he hit her with the
silver spoon.
You look at you from Macomb, baby. You don't know nothing. Let me tell you, welcome to the big city.
Thank you. I feel
girl, you've been on Idol. I ain't nothing. Hey, shout out to these sisters in here. And y'all know I keep it real on the show. I really thought I was going to have the opportunity to fuck with you and kind of shit on you. I swear to God, I told Stacey, he's like, boy, don't play. I'm in the industry. I was like, I don't care. We going to make this happen. But walking in, you and your sister, it ain't even the energy of the dress. Like, because I'm really.
They came in here in the dashikis.
Killing.
Black Girl Magic exited the car on arrival. I was like, wow.
But your whole vibe and energy and the way you talk and embrace it all. Like, we somewhere. Like, you real. Like, you ain't even scared. You ain't. Did nobody pat me down or nothing. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right, because he was like, is she coming with a manager? Is it
something like shit.
It's
all real. Like, and I know what that's like. Like, I've been a part of some musical movements in my life, and it's real. Like, you get out there, you get with the people, you're doing your thing, you authentic. I expect people to love you.
Thank you.
I'm single. You single. Your sister's single. Like I said, I'm from U City. Somebody choose. Don't let the show stop before.
Somebody choose.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what you said.
Somebody choose. We need to use that in our life.
I don't think Leo men and Leo women supposed to be together.
I know, because I got, you know what? It's a crazy thing, though. I've had two Leo women in my life. I can't control neither one of them. So, you might be right.
I mean, I don't think it. Yeah.
Well, actually, you are, but you got to accept your role. You the hunter, and I lay back and be just, and all I do is roar. Okay. And I'm good at that. Like, sitting around all motherfucking day, and when you need a big beast to show up for you, but you go out and get that American Idol, new Motown money, motherfucker, and I'm going to be right there. Anybody crosses, I'm going to fuck him up. Like, T.I., I'm going to have a whole bunch of shit in the car. Like, T.I. and Tiny for 2 years. I have guns, drugs in the car, whatever you need, and I'm going to take the case.
Hey, you going to take the case.
You will never get a case. Not fuck with me.
I hate you.
Okay, but
so you
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to her and her sister. Somebody choose.
Somebody choose. If you don't stop. Okay.
But everybody from where I'm from know what I'm talking about. You don't never talk. You see two pretty sisters in the club, you don't choose on one. You just keep buying drinks and being nice.
And let one of them choose.
One of them going to choose. Shout out to all the players who I'm talking about. Reminisce who I'm talking about, because he behind the DJ booth and all the girls looking. He like, I'll be damned if I point to something. I'm waiting to see which one of these girls going to walk behind this motherfucker and choose. He married. I'm sorry. You married?
Yes.
Shout out to the married guys doing it right. But no shout out to Doug, because his wife leaving him from two podcasts ago. My nigga, the producer of the show,
I like everybody, your wife is leaving you.
Yo, we got a couple topics to go into. We be bullshitting a lot, but we got some topics to go into. But before we go into these topics, and you here, we weren't sure if you was going to be here and be a part of this bullshit or not. But since you're real, I just brought you, I drew you in. So we got one topic, the Joe Biden situation. Can you date your brother's ex or something? And you know, traditionally, when if your brother died, you would take his wife.
Yeah, Joe Biden's oldest son, Beau Biden, his younger son is now dating his older son's widow.
Oh, okay.
And the family is with.
She almost passed.
And the family is with it. Like, they got the blessings of everybody. I mean,
but he was married though. He wasn't single and got her.
Oh,
he was married. But I think because if you read the articles, I think that the brother was down for his brother during the cancer thing. It was cancer, right?
Yeah, he died, right?
And then the wife was down for the husband during the cancer thing. So these are the two people taking care of this man through this journey, and then they became close. And then I think him and his wife were estranged to some degree anyway. I could be making that part up. But
it seemed that way.
But they ended up hooked up. So we started talking about who could date who, you know, when, what's the good time limit, brother, sister, other different things. Well, okay, so I know you ain't really participating. Does Sister Sabrina want to say something right here? Because you look very interested.
Well, I'm just listening. I was thinking about what y'all just said about one
mind. Right, that's what bothered me. Like, if somebody done banged her, I would not want to.
Her husband.
I would.
And you know, husband
that.
Sex gotta be like.
It's different.
That's something, yeah.
You ain't got no rules.
Yeah.
Like, you ain't got no rules. Like,
it's in everything. Right. You want it in the ear tonight, honey? Sure.
I've dated a couple of my brother's exes. And I've loved it. I was in love with one of my brother's exes. He didn't like her. I asked him early on. He was like, you can have her. He ain't like her. She liked him. Then I made her see the light. Took her to prom. I'm with it.
The speechless.
My brother had some bad chicks. You tell me. Let me tell you something right now in this town. If you want something good in this town, like an 8.9 or better, I know who been with her before that. Like, they ain't just out here just walking around virgins. They out here.
Ain't nobody planting no flags. Basically, that's what me and my brother always.
No, I'm saying like no I understand what you're saying. That could be. That's how my mind fucked up, and I realize that I am. But I'm saying I own it. But I understand what you were saying. That could be nasty in the
it
people's
could,
mind.
Because I'll be honest. Like when you marry, you do stuff that you wouldn't really.
You're supposed to save for your husband
with a one night. Fling or something like, I mean.
Only reason I'm going to say this is because I said it before. Because I really respect you and your sister and the vibe that's in this room. But we've already talked about this on the podcast. I actually am not married. And I almost have, I have porn sex like 90-something percent of the time.
He says this all the time and we never believe him.
Yeah, so porn sex, like in the scenes that you see. Like you call out a scene. I did that yesterday. Like, or if I see it tonight. I'm from you see that I get ketchup on my hot dog. What are you talking
crime
about?
Crime scene coach.
No, I don't. That's not porn. That's not a porn thing.
But that's a marriage thing.
That's not a porn thing. No, married guys don't eat pussy when it's on period. No,
yeah,
that's not
will.
A.
Yeah, they will.
Oh.
That happened in 9.5 weeks, and they weren't married.
I tell you what. I can't say I've been close to around the time, but I ain't like that. I get ketchup on my hot dog. I never. Like, just squirt ketchup straight in my mouth out the refrigerator. Who does that? No.
Who does that?
I mean, I don't know
I'm
about
just
that part.
Some people do, and that's the kind of married, you know, intimacy that I'm talking about that you wouldn't really do. So, when you think about all of you just.
I feel you.
You're not really, you know.
Time.
Why is you looking at me? I said I never pour ketchup in my mouth out the refrigerator. You know, but have I had ketchup on my hot dog?
Like going on.
What did you just say?
If you miss the
what's going on? You was making if something about yourself. What did you just say?
I was just
explaining to you
that,
the depths of
what was
intimacy.
The one thing you said?
I mean, play it back.
I didn't hear it. You said something about a man's butt. Don't nothing be said about no man's butt on this show. That
from
ain't
you.
What I said about
from
it.
You. She said it. It's okay if we say it. Stop
what,
it.
What happened?
It wasn't gay.
It wasn't at all.
I didn't say it was gay. Well, I'm okay with gay. I told you I'm okay with gay.
I know
stop
you're okay with gay.
Moment.
I'm sorry. I didn't.
What
I'm
is
sorry.
It? A woman messing with a man's.
She was just trying
that's
to
what happened
when
the marriage. Level. Okay.
It can. Like, that's.
So you
no
mean
rules.
To tell me it's okay? Supposedly, so. If your sister made out with a dude, never really got to home plate, but got to third base, it's okay if you date him because they never did nothing really freaky.
Oh yeah, y'all sisters close in age. I know y'all done had in a small town.
Nah, we ain't never crossed each other. We ain't right.
I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. I'm sure it's been dudes that tried to spit at both of y'all.
They did, and we
I never
they
met
got
nobody from you see your dirty ass. Teeth.
What?
I know that. You know that you heard us say nobody from UC they're dirty antiques. We fuck sisters' lives up all the time. Shout out to the hood.
Shout out to the hood. What is
nothing? Me and my friends, we get women to do things they don't want to do most of the time.
Everybody can grow up doing hood things.
Bloop.
So, that ain't what I meant.
I mean, maybe I can't relate.
understand. No, you're a good girl. You look like a good girl. That's why I'm interested. You can't do that. And I believe it. I'm not joking.
They're not part of a Future song. They real sisters, but they not them kind of real sisters.
Right. Shout out to Future. Out of all, shout out to Future, because there's no dude that could have lost Ciara that danced like that when she pregnant, and I still respect you, but somehow you still got my respect.
I hate you.
And Ciara stunting on you with naked baby pictures and everything, bro. You killing them out here. I don't know how you doing it. Somehow you winning. I don't know how, because you should be hurting. But, no, I feel you. No, serious business. That ain't right that that girl took that naked baby picture with that man and he out
here. She put some jeans on him and re-released the picture.
I punch her in her re-release eye.
But the damage already
We already drove you. We she like, put the jeans on to show him.
You know why she put that picture out. So Future didn't shoot Russell Westbrook. Like, don't get Wilson. Too hot. Russell Wilson, yeah. Westbrook, he tough. He might take Future. But anyway, Russell Wilson, you don't want none of them gangsters, so no, stay your good.
No, he don't want
no sex till you married.
You had another topic you wanted to. Right.
I mean, but if he had sex till you were married, that means he's pretty strong.
No, till you had it. Here, no, we ain't slandering you. We just going to get you a good divorce lawyer. So what y'all think about the model who was killed on the train tracks doing a photo shoot?
What?
Swear y'all ain't see that young, beautiful sister. And y'all know this is the resident I like white girls. Catch y'all listen to the podcast.
That posed in the red?
She had a couple different pictures. Tall, young, beautiful sister. And I'm going to tell you how you know she fine. She had a nose like me. But she was fine. You hear me? Big old. Looked like me in the, by the nose. But she was fine. Tall, about 5'11". Young. She was taking a... you see this big one. Why are you going to double take it?
I'm trying to get a visual. You ain't...
Yeah,
I mean, really, you don't have to stand that far away.
Y'all hear this?
Sabrina, I like you. You all right with me?
It's okay. I'll break. Hey,
wait, she was pregnant. I didn't know she was pregnant and she was only 19.
Don't say she was pregnant.
Oh,
I
didn't
read far to her. Wait till y'all see her. Yo, I don't want to talk about that part. I want to talk about the part where, yo, she didn't see the train coming. Hey, serious business. No, so, no, here's what happened. No, you got to read the story. So, she was on the one side of the track. One side is Union Pacific. The other side is the other.
Oh, my goodness.
Look at that badge. Fuck, there she go.
Hey. I'm talking about the dead now.
Was that right? She's 19 years old. I didn't see
her
say a break.
Wow.
Look at that.
Wait,
so
that was out here?
Nah. Oh. But she was on one side of the track and she saw the train coming, so she stepped over to the other side, but she didn't see that one coming from behind her. But what I'm wondering is, fuck what she saw. What was the photographer and the sister? The other motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? I know good and well. I'm sitting there with y'all for 30 minutes and I know you ain't gonna let her get hit by no damn train. This young, beautiful girl, she could have been a real model.
She discovered she was pregnant 2 weeks ago.
That's so
sad.
So,
what?
That's why I want to talk.
Right, yeah, who was his friend?
Do the photographer get charges? How did you mess that up? He was trying to keep getting shots while the train
was
on.
Unless he was old hating ass woman. No. Like, who did that?
He was pressing the issue.
It's trying to get the shots.
Really?
No, he was trying to get some shots while the train was coming.
Was coming.
They were focused on the train coming one way because they said that she didn't see
but
the train.
But this is what's really weird is that they actually like released the pictures from that day.
That's it.
Okay, I don't even know why we're talking about this.
What country? Beautiful black woman lost her life. No, you can't see no train coming.
I thought so too. I was looking forward to.
They always said it was light at the end of the tunnel.
We
they never said it was a train.
Where was this?
She got it mixed up with the other train. That's why I wanted to hear other people talk it out, because when I read this article, I was...
But like she said, if a train...
Because it is at the intersection.
If you're right there and a train see you that you're not moving, they'll usually start to blow the horn.
It takes a mile for a train to stop. But what one side of the track is owned by Union Pacific. The other side is owned by a different railroad.
See, look. She's right at the intersection of where the train...
It wasn't even two different companies. So even if Union Pacific was saying, yo, it's a girl on the track... The other people wasn't hearing it. Even I don't know who saw it now, but it's really weird. That's why I brought it up. Cause like,
so, I don't. You know what? You know something I don't do? I don't fuck around on train tracks.
I was about to say, just don't take pictures.
I just don't go out there. I just, every time I hear about people dying, really.
I have, but I was like really young. I was like 15.
Yeah, it's just something I've never, every time I hear about people dying on train tracks, I'm just like, why are you out there fucking around? Right. Like, what were you doing? Like, the possibility of dying.
Everybody pray for this young lady.
I'm sorry.
Say her name.
Fredzania? Fredzania?
It's Zany, so it's just...
Fredzania Thompson. Zany. They called her Zany.
Shout out to Zany. You was a fine sister. You sure right. All right, my next thing is Rick Ross.
Thanks.
That was morbid. Well, shout out to some negative stuff I brought to the show. Okay. Rick Ross, this song.
Oh, yeah. He went out after Baby. What's the name of that song? The Idols Turn Into Rivals. He basically went after him because of what he basically did to Khaled. It wasn't what he did to him personally. It's basically he said that he put Khaled in a hole and just walked away. I've heard that, obviously, we know that Baby has always had shiesty business practices. I mean, when you look at the careers of BG and all of the, he was the number one stunner. The litigant. Yeah. But like, as we finish, as we done.
Well, I got two problems with it. Baby said he wasn't going to go with Rick Ross and them. That he don't speak on men and all that. But like the people on that one morning show said, you came at us, but you won't go with him. And they asked him in particular, are you going to go with him?
Rick must be heavy. Rick heavy like that?
Everybody said he wasn't. And then, you know, yeah, that's crazy. And then I had a personal encounter with Cash Money, Baby, Slim, and Joe Casey in particular on tour before.
Baby has always been an interesting cat. Every time I've been in his presence, I've just been like, I don't think he's the sharpest knife in the drawer, so that instantly makes me uncomfortable. I don't understand what Toni Braxton is doing in that whole situation.
Baby Trump. That should be his name.
It makes me sad. Yeah, because he kind of, but Trump ain't dumb. He likes to dumb himself down to appeal to the masses. But I think Baby clearly ain't dumb because he be gaming people out of their money. I don't know.
Everybody want a record deal. Everybody want a record deal. They do a lot to get it.
Slim is the smart one.
So one time I was doing some business on tour and a long time ago doing the merchandise for a certain artist, and there was a controversy. So I ended up talking to the manager, Joe Casey, about the situation.
Baby's manager?
He was the manager for Cash Money. The tour, he handled the merchandise for Cash Money on the tour. So there was a situation, and I'm talking to Joe Casey, and he talking to me. So I'm a country-ass nigga from St. Louis. This is my first tour I've ever been on. I'm handling merchandise. So I turn to Slim and say something to Slim about the situation. Like, yo, I'm here directly representing who I'm representing, and here's the words that I need to say. And right. Slim turned to me and was like, well, nigga, swear to God on my mother's grave. Well, nigga, don't talk to me about that little petty shit. Talk to him. I don't do that. He'd handle that. I had never been in that situation as a young man before. You know, I come fresh out of college. I went to business school. I ain't know what to do. So I had to go to the hood, right? Mm-hmm. So I turned directly and talked to Joe Casey like I was instructed by these rich motherfuckers. You know, it's Cash Money. They winning, right? So whatever I said to Joe Casey was a little bit, you know how I get. Right. So I said some extra shit because I'm embarrassed, right? So he didn't have a response really hard. So Slim said something back. I immediately took my shot in life. I turned around and said, wait up, nigga. Who I talked to, him or you, since you so heavy and rich? Oh, yeah, I thought them niggas going to kill me. It was 100.
Because they rolled so deep.
Again, God, no, they was deep 100 times. Deep. Swear to God.
Who has the biggest entourage, Baby or Jeezy?
I've never seen Jeezy with 100 people on tour, but they had 100 people on tour.
Jeezy has the goons on deck always.
Don't take 100 people on tour. It's going to fuck your pocket up, MC Hammer, sister. Swear to God, they was going to fuck me up on tour like that, but it was cool.
So. Okay. All right. I think we're done. We got the time. Thank you so much. LaPortia Renee, make sure you pick up already in stores. Well, not in stores. Do they even buy records in stores?
It's available right now.
Yeah, it's going to be available in stores. It's available now for pre-order online, but it's going to be in stores March 31st.
All right. And where do you have a website?
I do. You can go to LaPortia Renee, I think official.com. What is it? LaPortiaRenee.com?
Capitol Record, Motown.
Go to my socials and it's hooked on there.
Spell your name because it's a little different spelling. So
it's,
people can find
yeah,
it.
It's LaPortiaRenee on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.
Make sure you do that. Thank you all so much. Sabrina, welcome to the Lou. And thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Any Hour Happy Hour podcast. I'm Stacey Static.
This your boy, UCD Tofo, Rich Sternet. That slows the real hard. What's no, up, girl?
Nobody's choosing you, Topher.
Really?
Until next hey, let me time, tell y'all holla.
Until the next time, wait a minute. Hey, make your next move your best move. You hear me? Don't turn your back on your future.
Blue.
Don't turn your back on your future. Sabrina, let me ask you a question, Sabrina. Serious talk. You got a man? How long you had that problem? Hey, y'all ain't ready for this. This ain't break home, man.
I like the guitar.
Until next time.
Hey, shout out to DJ Reminisce.